More recently, the Pulitzer Prize-winning New York Times reporter Chris Hedges penned a book called American Fascists, The Christian Right and the War in America, which is just one of many current polemics asserting that conservative or fundamentalist Christians are fascists. Rick Perlstein's otherwise quite negative New York Times review begins with a declaration, "Of course, there are Christian fascists in America." The Reverend Jesse Jackson ascribes every form of opposition to his race-based agenda as fascist. During the 2000 Florida recount, he proclaimed that survivors of the Holocaust had been targeted again because the Florida ballot was too complicated for a few thousand elderly voters. On Larry King Live, Jackson absurdly proclaimed, "The Christian Coalition was a strong force in Germany." He continued, "It laid down a suitable scientific, theological rationale for the tragedy in Germany." The Christian Coalition was very much in evidence there. Ask the average, reasonably educated person what comes to mind when she hears the word fascism, and the immediate responses are dictatorship, genocide, anti-Semitism, racism, and, of course, right wing. Delve a bit deeper and move a bit further to the left, and you'll hear a lot about eugenics, social Darwinism, state capitalism, or the sinister rule of big business. War, militarism, and nationalism will also come up a lot. Some of these attributes were indisputably central to what we might call classical fascism, the fascism of Benito Mussolini and the Nazism of Adolf Hitler. Others, like the widely misunderstood term social Darwinism, have little to do with fascism. But very few of these things are unique to fascism, and almost none of them are distinctly right-wing or conservative, at least in the American sense. To begin with, one must be able to distinguish between the symptoms and the disease. Consider militarism, which will come up again and again in the course of this book. Militarism was indisputably central to fascism and communism in countless countries, but it has a more nuanced relationship with fascism than one might suppose. For some thinkers in Germany and the United States, such as Teddy Roosevelt and Oliver Wendell Holmes, war was truly the source of important moral values. This was militarism as a social philosophy, pure and simple. But for far more people, militarism was a pragmatic expedient, the highest, best means for organizing society in productive ways.